Mike Tomlin has had a great season. Inarguable. Steelers are 7-2 atop the AFC North. He made the call to switch to Russell Wilson, and the Steelers have been scoring a bunch of points since Russ has come in, and they haven't lost a game. This is his biggest challenge of the season, because I think not only is he battling against the hated AFC North kitchen Baltimore Ravens, I think he's also fighting against himself here. And this is something you brought up yesterday, and I wanted to spend more time on. You look at the last seven Steelers-Ravens games. I think Tomlin has done a really good job, and they've won 7 out of 8, of dragging Harbaugh and the Ravens into the game that they want to play. It's like you play a pressing team in college basketball, and you're this high-flying offense, and all of a sudden, you're going up and down, and you're rushing things, and you're playing their style. You know, styles make the fight. Well, last seven Steelers-Ravens games, here are the final scores. 17-10, 17-10, 16-13, 16-14, 16-13, 20-19, ooh, a barn burner, and 19-14. That's not how this game is going to play out, I don't think. You can't go in there and run the ball 40 times. That's what you've done. That's how you've won. That's not how this game should be played. The Ravens lead the league in scoring at 31 points per game. They are going to score points on Sunday. The Ravens, defensively, 25th in scoring defense, giving up 294 yards per game in the air, and they're only giving up 3.4 yards per carry on the ground. So I've heard people theorize, well, you don't run on the Ravens because you're just throwing the ball on the Ravens. That's why they're not giving up that many yards on the ground. No, their yards per carry allowed is low. Best in the league. So they stopped the run.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the Steelers should go into this game, Doran, saying let's ground and pound. I think you got to open it up. I think you probably got to throw the ball 40 times. And I think this is Mike Tomlin fighting against himself. He was aggressive on Sunday. They run the fake punt. He's been aggressive all year. Will he be aggressive in game planning for the Baltimore Ravens?
Well, how much faith, if you're Mike Tomlin and the Steelers, do you actually have in this offense? Because you're probably going to, you know, fight playing the game of, do we want to keep it away from Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson, or do we want to attack? So I really think it comes down to the faith that they have in Russell Wilson and in this offense to go attack. And I think that right now they're feeling really good about that.
I agree.
So I don't think that it should be this, you know, mental gymnastics, this calculus of a project to go in here and to be like, okay, do we really want to play this chess game? Like, no, like play checkers and move. Like, move. Keep it going. Because identify what their weakness is and attack. And I understand that you probably want to keep the ball out of Lamar Jackson's hands and you don't want the offense to get going for the Baltimore Ravens. So you would think that, okay, we need to run the football and we're pretty good at that. We think that we're good at that. So let's play that game. Like, no. Their weakness outweighs keeping the ball away from Lamar Jackson and taking a chance on running the football and getting stalled out every single drive.
You are built, finally.
Yeah, finally.
Yes. In a way where you can attack other teams' weaknesses. You can win multiple ways. Like, they ran for 140 yards against Washington and controlled the clock. All right, well, in this game, you're probably going to have to put up 35 points. And to do that, in order to engineer victory that way, you're probably going to have to throw. But that doesn't necessarily mean you can't keep Lamar off the field. And it reminds me, Doran Dickerson, of a game back in 2011. Steelers 25, Patriots 17. It was one of the best coaching jobs, I think, of Mike Tomlin's career. They could not stop the tight end game of those New England Patriots. And yet Rob Gronkowski, who was just killing everyone in the league, and they said, you know what, we're putting Cortez Allen in the slot on that guy. So defensively, that was their game plan. And they finally played man coverage, blah, blah, blah. But offensively, the Steelers threw the ball 50 times, but it was dinking and dunking, and they controlled the clock 39 minutes and 22 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's kind of what you try to do in this game. You throw the ball to control the clock because that's how you move the ball. Now, it doesn't have to be all moon shots, moon balls. That'll be great. You'll see some of those. But can you control the game in the air? I think that's the key to this thing. And I think Mike Tomlin needs to look at this game in a different way than he's looked at recent Ravens games.
Like the play that they dumped off. Like Russ was like, he slid up and then he dumped it off to Jalen Warren. And Jalen,
beautiful.
Yes. Like that, stuff like that. That's controlling the clock without running the football, right? Like things of that nature. Jalen Warren, I hope he's not in the doghouse right now, which he seems to get in the doghouse every time he does fumble. So I would love to think that Jalen Warren would be very effective in the passing game, but I honestly don't know. And I hate to say that because I don't know how Mike Tomlin is going to approach this week with Jalen Warren after he fumbled.
I think that this folds into that this conversation beautifully. they ran the fake punt because I think they have faith that even if Washington scores, and we talked about this yesterday, you've got Russell Wilson. And you feel like, man, he can actually make up for some of your mistakes. A good quarterback's the ultimate eraser. They had that with Ben. They weren't afraid if Ben threw a couple of picks because he was going to score a bunch of points. Like, I don't think they're afraid to make mistakes the same way they were, obviously, with Kenny, with Justin Fields, with Mason Rudolph, with Mitch Trubisky, with Ben at the end of his career. If the Steelers would turn it over from the end of Ben's career through the start of Russell Wilson's tenure, they were going to lose the game. They just lost the turnover battle on Sunday, beat a really good Washington football team, the Washington Commanders. They're not afraid to give up a possession here and there, and I hope that that trickles down to a guy like Jaylen Warren. He's dynamic in the passing game. As you've mentioned before, he's such a good pass protector. He's a weapon for you. Well, you don't want him to fumble, but maybe you can get away with one every now and again.
Yeah.
I don't know if he views it that way, but go score points. Put guys on the field who can help you score points, because this one ain't going to finish 16-13. It ain't going to be 17-10. Maybe it's 28-27 again. I think that's much more likely. And I am fascinated how I am fascinated if that's the case, or if both of these coaches do what they so often do, which is it's going to be ground and pound, tough AFC North football, and then they fulfill their own prophecy.
Right.
Like, it becomes what they think it's going to become because they coach it to be what they want it to be, this rock fight. I cannot wait. We never get this in-depth into a upcoming opponent and as we have this. Like, we couldn't help but get into it last week. Huh.
It's great.
Ravens week. I want to go. Should we go? I really want to go.
Do you?
I sounded like a kid.
You did.
I want to go.
You're like, I want to go.
I want to go.
I'm tailgating with people that Sunday.
Suddenly, I'm going to watch on my couch.
I'm not hosting it, though. So I'm just going to one.
I told my wife yesterday, I said, I really want to go to Steelers-Ravens. She goes, how are you going to get tickets? I said, buy them. She said, nah.
No, you're not allowed.
I'm guessing it's going to be a pretty penny to get in there.
Probably, yeah.
It's a Goliath matchup, Dorn.
Yes,
it's
huge.
Colossal. Big time.
Yes.